what's going on, guys? Man, I'm glad you're back with me again this week. Robin Good here. Remember what we're out here doing, right? We are out here looking for King Lionheart's bravery. Remember what I told you about the king? He was once super brave. He ruled all this land, but something happened to him and he lost his bravery. And he sent me, Robin Good, on a mission to find his bravery. And I have enlisted you guys to help. And I'm glad you're with me again this week. We've already found two clues to the king's bravery. Remember, guys, the king gave me a map that had the location of four clues that would help him find his bravery again. Let's see if we can find out where clue number three is. Number three, right here. I see it on the map. I think I know just where to find it. Let's go, guys. Oh, and bring your coat. This is gonna be a cold one. Okay, we're getting really close now. According to the map, the third clue is just up on that mountain right there. All right, we're almost there. But I see a little something blocking our way. Take a look, guys, right over there. Man, the evil ones has put out his bears to guard that clue. Those bears can smell really, really good. If we get close, they might smell us and then they'll keep us from getting to that clue. Tell you what, let me just take a minute. Let me check the bag and see if I have anything that can maybe help us out here. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna look. Okay, I think I might have found something. Check it out. Man, this right here, this is a yard of beef. Man, do you guys ever get one of these from your grandma at Christmas time? I'm glad I held on to this one, because it might be just what we need. I don't know if you guys have ever tried this stuff, but let me just tell you, if you eat this whole thing, the whole yard of beef, you will be so sleepy, you will just have to take a nap. So I think maybe if I can take this over to the polar bears and get them to smell it, maybe I can lead them away from us. And then when they eat it, man, they'll have to just pass right out and we can get to that clue. All right, you guys hang tight. Let me see what I can do. Here we go. Oh, guys. Oh, they're smelling. Ooh, they're getting the scent of it now. Here they come. Here they come, guys. Here they come. Don't worry. I'm going to lead them. I'm going to lead them this way. Oh, they're coming back, guys. They're following me. It's working. But I got to figure out some way to get rid of the bee and hide myself so that they won't see me. I'm not real sure what I'm going to do. Hold on. Let me get rid of the bee first. Guys, the bears took the bait. They're going to go over there and eat it. And then it will put them right to sleep. But if they come by and see us, then the plan is shot. It's not going to work. We've got to figure out some way to blend in with the snow. I know. I see some bushes over there. You guys, you go hide behind the bush. And I'll stay out here just to stand guard. But I'll have to disguise myself. Maybe if I could somehow make myself look like a snowman, maybe then I could blend in with the snow. Let me check the bag and just see. Maybe there's something in here to help me. I need white. I need something white. Ooh, this might work here. I just gotta make sure, guys, that I gotta make sure that I get it off. I gotta make sure I cover everything up so that they can't see me, okay? I'm working on it. Okay, it's looking good. Oh, yes. Oh, we're close. Ooh, they'll never spot me now. All right. Let's see. I think I just need a few more things. Okay.
All right, guys. Now, we just got to be super quiet. I feel good. It's working.
Ooh, that was a close one. But guess what? I think the plan worked out perfectly. The Bears went over and they ate the yard of beef. And look at them now. They're passed right out. They're so happy. Their tummies are so full. We don't have to worry about a thing. We can go get our clue. Here we go. Right. Got it, guys, right here. Clue number three. Man, we are so close to getting the king's bravery back. Let's see what this clue says. Man, it says, show mercy. I wonder what showing mercy has to do with being brave. I know we said King Lionheart, he was always really brave. And I remember when King Lionheart first saw me, remember I was a thief and I was stealing things and I stole things even from the king. And he caught me and he could have locked me up. But guess what? He showed me mercy. And now, because of that, I'm out here on this mission. Anybody can just get mad and try to take revenge on people. But if we're really brave, we will show mercy. Guys, I know this week, it's been a really cold trip. So you can just hang out here, build you a fire, and get warm and regain your energy. I'm going to take clue number three back to the king. And we'll only be one clue away from restoring King Lionheart's bravery. Man, he is gonna be so excited to get this. All right, guys, I'll see you next week. And remember, be brave out here. And if something happens and you get mad with each other, don't fight, show mercy. See you next week.
Welcome to week three of our Brave series, where we're learning what it means to be brave. What does mercy mean? How would you define the word mercy? Mercy is another word for compassion. It is often used to talk about someone getting out of a punishment, even though it would have served them right. To show someone mercy means that you are willing to be kind, loving, and to help someone even when they don't deserve it. There are many ways we can show someone mercy, but sometimes showing mercy and compassion can be pretty hard, especially when someone doesn't treat us well and needs our forgiveness. That's what we're talking about today, that we can show others mercy. So far, we've learned how God helped David be brave by choosing him to become king and using him to fight the giant Goliath. Today, we're going to show how David was brave by showing mercy and how we can show others mercy as well. Our Bible story today comes from 1 Samuel chapter number 24. In the chapters leading up to today's story, David had become a hero in the Israelites' eyes, especially after defeating the giant Goliath. Saul heard about this and became jealous over David's success and popularity. Because of this jealousy, Saul wanted to harm David. David heard about this, so he ran and hid from Saul. That leads up to today's story. David was hiding in a cave with some of his men. Saul had 300 of his best men out looking for David. Saul took a break and went into the same cave where David was. He didn't see David's men who were further back in the cave. David's men said, "Now is your chance. Go ahead and harm Saul while you can." David said, "No, Saul is still the king and still my master." But he did sneak up behind Saul and cut a corner of his robe. Saul never knew David was there. David began to feel badly that he had even done that. David showed Saul mercy and refused to harm him. After Saul left the cave, David went out of the cave and shouted for Saul's attention. He showed him the piece of robe and showed Saul that he did not want to harm him. Saul began to cry as he realized that David had showed him mercy that he didn't deserve, that David had chosen not to harm him when he had the chance. David could have used this opportunity to harm Saul. After all, his own life would have been spared. But David chose another way. He chose to show Saul mercy. Why should we show mercy? Luke 6, verse 36 says, "So have mercy just as your Father has mercy." We should show mercy to others because God has shown mercy to us. Imagine that you've done something wrong and you're about to get in trouble for it. Maybe with a parent, maybe with a teacher. How would you feel? Probably pretty scared. But now you know that you've done something wrong and you deserve the punishment. Except imagine that they decide not to punish you and to forgive you instead, and they don't punish you at all. How would you feel about that? That is mercy. We show mercy to others because God shows mercy to us. But how much mercy does God really have? Let's take a look at this bowl of water. I am going to count how many drops of water are in this bowl. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm already at 20 drops of water. And I haven't even begun to touch the bowl of water. That is like God's mercy. It never runs out. We can't even imagine how much mercy He has. A more accurate picture would be taking my little dropper to the ocean and trying to count all the drops of the ocean. That would be impossible. In the same way, God's mercy has no number. It has no limit. It never runs out. We show mercy to others because God shows unlimited mercy to us. God has shown us mercy in many ways, but His greatest act of mercy is sending Jesus to die for us. We really didn't deserve His forgiveness or for God to rescue us or for Jesus to die for us, but we received it anyway. God is the greatest example of showing mercy. What are some ways that we can show mercy and compassion to those around us today? There have been times for all of us that we've put ourselves first, or we've had a hard time forgiving someone who has done something wrong to us. But God shows us mercy so we can show mercy to others. Let's pray and ask God to reveal to us things that we might need to change in our lives so that we can show mercy better to others. And ask God who it is in our life that we should show compassion to. God, we thank You for this great act of mercy that You showed us when You sent Your Son Jesus to die for us. Help us to show mercy to others just like You've shown mercy to us, God. Show us who in our life we should be showing compassion to and showing mercy to. Change our hearts. Help us to show forgiveness and mercy to anybody in our path. And we love You and thank You. In Your name we pray. Amen.